This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 23rd of September, that is Wednesday. Well, it was a volatile day for Indian markets. In fact, Indian markets fell for the fifth consecutive day in a row on Wednesday, but managed to recoup a lot of losses towards the close, which was definitely a positive sign for the bulls. Now, Sensex, which is down by about 1% in intraday, closed with marginal losses. So definitely that's also good news. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell just 65 points to close at 37,668. While the Nifty 50 was down 21 points to close at 11,131. Now, sectorally, if you look at the action was seen in consumer durable, realty, energy and banks, while selling pressure was visible in telecom, power, utilities, healthcare and public sector index. Now, on the broader markets front, in fact, the action on the broader markets was pretty mixed. The mid-cap index was down by 0.3%, while the small-cap index fell just 0.07%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Coal India, HUL and Axis Bank, while top Nifty losers include names like Tata Steel, Bharti Infratel and Bharti Airtel. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the BSE Consumer Durable Index, which was down, which was in fact up 0.7%, followed by the Realty Index that grew 0.5%, and the Energy Index rose 0.49%. Now, selling pressure was seen in the Telecom Index that was down 7.3%, followed by the Power Index that was down 2.1%, and the Healthcare Index fell 1.2%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Idea, Vedanta, as well as SAIL. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Ambuja Cements, SBI Life and Ultratech Cements, while short build-up was seen in stocks like Pidilite Industries, Marico and Ashok Leyland. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that includes names like Mphasis, Mindtree as well as Persistent Systems. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it closed below the 50 days exponential moving average. Now, tomorrow is the expiry. So, on the expiry day, if the bulls manage to defend the low of 11,024, then a sideways move with positive bias can be expected for the next couple of trading sessions. Now, unless Nifty 50 registers a sustainable close above the near-term critical resistance of 11,294 and 11,309 levels, strong rally in the Nifty shall not be expected. Now, in case if Nifty closes below 11,000 levels, then traders should be ready for a bigger cut with the initial target placed around 10,800 levels. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartviewIndia.in said. For the time being, he advises traders to remain neutral on index, especially on short side trade, unless Nifty 50 closes below 11,000 levels in the next session. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.